And it looks like he's having trouble staying awake. Indeed, you know him.
I remember him.
She turned my letter over again.
Do it, child. I'm scared. Fear is the mind killer.
Damn. All of a sudden he sounded like Uncle Doge, back when he was giving me fencing and fighting lessons. Was old Trung another one of these secret priests? Sara opened the message. She stared down at what I'd written, in big, careful, clear characters. Finally, she said,
"Read it for me, please, Uncle."
Trung stuck a little finger into his left ear and dug around amongst the tufts. That old man had more hair there than on top of his head. He scanned my message, which he held in his other hand. He took a while to digest and think. Then he looked up at Sara. He opened his mouth to speak, suffered a thought, looked around as though startled. It had occurred to him that it was, apparently, somehow possible for us to see what was happening inside the Temple of Gangesha. It had occurred to him that this was a moment that would interest us very much, particularly a soldier of darkness named Mergen.
"It purports to be a letter from your husband."
He hesitated just a fraction of a heartbeat as he decided to leave out the adjective foreign.
"It is. I know his hand. What does it say?"
"It says he isn't dead, that they told him you were dead, that he knows where you are and what your circumstances are because a great magic has been made available to him, that he will come to you as soon as the Shadow Master is crushed."
That was actually pretty close to what I'd written. Sara started to cry.
Sara,
I wanted to hold her. She was always the strong one. The disasters that overtook her couldn't break her. Always she soldiered on. No tears for Sara, ever. I did not like seeing her emotionally distressed. I drifted nearer Trung. He shuddered, looked around.
"That's not all he said. He said he loves you and he hopes you'll forgive him for the failure that let this happen."
Sara stifled her tears. She nodded.
"I know he loves me. The question is, why do the gods hate me? I've done nothing to harm them."
"The gods don't think the way we do. They scheme schemes in which a life is only a flicker, just a second in a century. They do not ask us if we want to participate, perhaps as an alternative to happiness. They use us as we use the beasts of forest, swamp, and field. We are the clay they sculpt."
"Uncle Trung, I don't need a homily. I need my husband, and I need to be free of the machinations of old men."
Sara started. She gestured, indicating that someone was outside, that Trung should be quiet. I drifted out of Sara's cell. A priest stood a step away from her door, poised in uncertainty. He must have heard something as he was passing. He glanced both ways along the unlighted hall, down at his own small lamp, then moved to Sara's door and cocked an ear. I swooped in close, poured all my anger into my will, and tried to butt heads with him. He spun around. He started to shake. He hurried away. I could scare more than birds if I got mad enough. I went back inside. Sara wanted Trung to send a reply. Her speaking the words were all the reply I needed, although I would look forward to the note as a physical confirmation of our eternal connection, an icon to carry with me till we saw one another again. Trung agreed, but he chose his words carefully. He kept looking around like he thought the place was haunted.